VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Jonathan. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hello everyone, my name is Jonathan, and I'm back with another episode of VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Wow, today's video was such a fascinating story. Of course, I know the brands Adidas and Puma, but I had no idea about the history between them. The video is definitely worth a watch. Right now, however, let's take a look at today's featured sentence. The brothers sued each other many, many times over the years over all sorts of design and trademark issues, costing each other a fortune in lawyers and suits. Okay, I'll say it one more time. The brothers sued each other many, many times over the years over all sorts of design and trademark issues, costing each other a fortune in lawyers and suits. Let's move to our pronunciation tips for this week. First, we have sorts of. Sorts of. These two words blend together to create what almost sounds like its own word. Sorts of. Design. Design uses a short E, a Z sound, and a long I. Design. Lawyers. This one can be tricky because of the vowels that are used. Even though you see L-A-W, think law, lawyers actually has more of an oi sound inside. Lawyers. So let's move to our vocabulary. Our first word is sue. The Cambridge Dictionary defines sue as to institute legal proceedings against a person or institution, typically for redress. For example, let's pretend I have a house with a fence around it. Ralph, who drank too many beers and really shouldn't be driving, steers his car the wrong way and drives right into my fence. Repairing the fence is going to cost a lot of money, so I can sue Ralph for damaging my fence. If Ralph refuses to pay, we go to court and a judge decides if Ralph pays and for how much. Here it is in a sentence. Since the accident was caused by a faulty airbag, he sued the car manufacturer and won. Our next word is suit. In this case, suit is referring to a lawsuit, which the Cambridge Dictionary defines as a claim or dispute brought to a law court for adjudication. So when one company sues another company for a lot of money and they go to court to settle it, we call their case a lawsuit, or suit for short. Here is an example sentence. The suit was set to go to trial, but ultimately the two companies settled for $1.4 million. Our next word is issue. In this video, issue is referring to a problem. What are the two companies suing each other over? The two companies are accusing each other of infringing on each other's designs and trademarks, so they are suing over design and trademark issues. Here is the word in a sentence. I really love my new headphones. At first, I had an issue getting them to connect over Bluetooth, but once I resolved that, they've been perfect. Our last word today is fortune, and a fortune just means a lot of money. Here is an example sentence. This movie theater is huge. It must have cost a fortune to build it. And now we've come to the end of this week's pronunciation challenge. I want to hear about you. What kind of shoes do you wear? Personally, I'm more of a Converse guy myself, although I do also own a pair of Doc Marten boots. Are there any other brands you feel strongly about? Let me know in the comments below, and while you're at it, don't forget to record your sentence and let me hear your beautiful English. I'm Jonathan for VoiceTube, and I'll catch you next time.